Good morning, Simon Yud Aleph. And we're looking at this gzera that the Chayyadim seems to put in place. According to the Shavuot Shabbos Kilchos, this is a gzera that the Chayyadim put in place. That a person playing game where it's coming to right, one should not play the game because they're afraid a person will come to right. An example of that is the person plays Scrabble. The person plays Scrabble, the people keep score of what their score is as they make their words. So, apart with any other potential problems which are involved in playing Scrabble, there are some other potential concerns depending on how it's set up. But there's this seira that you might come to do ksiva, because this is a game where it's common to keep record of people's score as it grows through the game. What was the Chayyadim source for this? Where does it come from? So there's a sefer called Shvus Yitzchak. Shvus Yitzchak is written by a Talmud of Rabbi Yashem Zatzal, and Eretz Yisrael. He's written a series of multiple svarim. He has over 20 svarim in his series of called Shvus Yitzchak, and he has one on the laws of Shehi and Chazara. And the question, of course, is applying Shehi and Chazara to the modern situations, which are not exactly the same as what was at the time of Chazal. How do we apply the gzeres of Chazal to our modern situation? In that discussion, he has a paragraph where he discusses the idea of expanding gzeres beyond what Chazal did, what Chazal put in place. He has two ideas from the Chazanish, two separate ideas from the Chazanish that will allow for an expansion of gzeres of Chazal. One is that the Chazanish brings a raya from multiple Gemaras, that the correct way to understand what happened with Chazal made a gzera was not that they made the definitive final gzera with every single parameter, is they made a core gzera. And the expansion and the application of that core gzera, if it's clear that this is a true extension of that core gzera, the gzera would be binding in Bizman Hazel. So we have now types of kelim which were not common Bizman Chazal. We have kelim which are electric, etc. We have things that they can do. Right? But the gzeiros of Chazal, let's say a bina, etc., can apply nowadays as well. And we're going to expand the original core gzeiros of Chazal to apply to new scenarios which do not exist within Chazal. And that's going to come binding under the concept of the kana of Chazal. So we do find in Chazal the concept of Shem, that certain activities are also because a person might come to Luxiva. So the Chayyadim arguably is saying that this is a common scenario where that concept would apply. Even though Chazal have never addressed this case specifically, this is really included in the Kor Gzeira of Chazal. That's one approach. A second approach, at least from the Chazanish, a different Chazanish, is that the concept of making Gzeiras is something which is rooted in the Torah, Vasu Mishmeres Mishmarti. That didn't end Bizman, the Sanhedrin lost its authority. There's a Chiyuvah Suv Mishmaris Mishmarti, so every Bezdin in their city has the responsibility to make Gzeiras, to address potential concerns, things which it is highly probable that a person will make a mistake and do an Aveira, is incumbent upon the Chachamim of that generation, of that place, to make a gzera and to protect it. So this is not rooted in the gzera of Chazal. It's actually a brand new gzera which was made and put in place by the chachamim of the generation which where it's being discussed. In what ways is this tzugada of Chazal that we're talking about according to Chazanish? How does that differ from the tikkunos that Chazal put in place? So one is the ability to challenge his authority. So a tikkun of Chazal, a gzera of Chazal, nobody can challenge its authority. The authority is absolute. It's binding in all of Klal Yisrael. So I can't say it's not my minute. These type of gzeras that we're talking about would not be true. It would be more localized, number one. Number two, in regards to disagreeing, if you have equally valid chachamim come along and saying that we do not feel that this reached the criteria of the amount of probability amount of frequency that there's a reason to make a gzera. So the gzera is if it's something which is a very good chance a person's going to make a mistake. So Chazal have a chiyuv to make a gzera to address that. It's not just the rishus, but it's a chiyuv to do that according to the Ganesh. And they make a gzera, and make a new gzera. Well, we can dispute how common it is. How a tikkun which is in place in the time of Chazal, so that's some place. These new tikkun or gzeras that we're potentially making, we have to say it comes either from the expansion of the authority of the original gzera, or because it's common, it's incumbent upon Chazal to use their seichel and make a gzera to address that. Either way, these understandings of the Chayyadim is approaching that Chayyadim is not just giving advice, but he's actually giving a halacha, he feels a halachally binding psak. That those who disagree and say that it's not halachally binding, it's just a suggestion. And maybe we'll clarify more about that business in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.